Introduction to the Book of 1 Samuel. Why study this book? The Book of 1 Samuel recounts the ministry of the prophet Samuel, who restored law and order and regular religious worship in the land after the Israelites had forgotten the Lord and worshipped idols many times throughout the reign of the judges. One of the major themes of 1 Samuel is the importance of honoring the Lord. In 1 Samuel 2:30 we read, quote, "Them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed," end quote. In other words, the Lord will bless those who honor him and keep his commandments, and those who do not will not receive his blessings. Several accounts in 1 Samuel reflect this theme. Hannah honored the Lord and requested a child, and the Lord blessed Hannah with a son. Samuel, Hannah's son, also was blessed because he listened to the Spirit and obeyed the Lord. Saul did not continue to honor the Lord, so the Lord appointed David to replace him as king. As a youth, David exercised faith in the Lord, who blessed him to be able to slay Goliath. As students study the book of 1 Samuel, they can increase their faith that they will also be blessed as they honor and obey the Lord. Who wrote this book? Quote, "It is uncertain who the author was or when he wrote the book of 1 Samuel. In order to compile his narrative, he no doubt used various writings that he found already in existence, including the State Chronicles, among which were writings by Samuel, Nathan, and Gad." End quote. See Bible Dictionary, Samuel, Books of. When and where was it written? It is unclear when and where the books of Samuel were written. Quote, "Originally, 1 and 2 Samuel were one book in the Hebrew Bible. The division into two separate books probably occurred when this book of Samuel was translated into Greek, which necessitated putting the book into two scrolls instead of one." End quote. From Jehovah and the World of the Old Testament, page 190. What are some distinctive features of this book? The book of 1 Samuel can be divided into three main sections, each of which focuses on a different person. Chapters 1 through 7 recount the actions of Samuel, the righteous priest, prophet, and judge. Chapters 8 through 15 focus on Saul, the first king of Israel. Chapters 16 through 31 describe the rise of David. The first section begins with the account of Samuel's mother, Hannah. Her dedication to God helped prepare her son to fulfill his role as a mighty prophet to an apostate people. This account is one of the significant few in the Scriptures that portray a woman of remarkable faith in the Lord, and it highlights the influential role of women in fulfilling his purposes. Another distinctive feature of the book is the account of the transition from one form of government to another. After many years of tribal confederation, governed loosely and sporadically by judges, the children of Israel desired to have a king, like all the nations. Under the direction of the Lord, Samuel anointed Saul to be the first king of Israel. However, Samuel warned the Israelites about what would befall them if they chose to be governed by a king. Outline. 1 Samuel 1-7. Hannah pleads with the Lord to have a son. The Lord grants her request, and she bears Samuel. Early in his childhood, she presents Samuel at the tabernacle to serve under Eli. The Lord appears to Samuel and blesses him. The Philistines smite Israel and capture the Ark of the Covenant. Samuel preaches to the Israelites and exhorts them to stop worshiping idols and begin serving the Lord. The Israelites return to the Lord, and the Lord subdues the Philistines. 1 Samuel chapters 8 through 15. The children of Israel desire to have a king. Samuel is displeased with their request and warns them of the oppression a king could bring upon them. The Lord consents to give them a king and directs Samuel to anoint Saul. Saul was called by the Lord and sustained by the people to be king. He reigns in righteousness for a time, but he eventually disobeys the Lord and is rejected by him. 1 Samuel chapters 16 through 31. The Lord directs Samuel to anoint a young man named David to be king. David defeats Goliath and is greatly honored by the people. King Saul becomes jealous of David and tries to kill him multiple times. David gains many supporters, including Saul's son Jonathan. Saul is defeated and killed by the Philistines.